Reverend Peter Morales, president of the Unitarian Universalist Association, or UUA, will be flying down from Boston to speak at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Sarasota at 3975 Fruitville Road on Sunday, January 27th. Morales, who is the first Latino president of the UUA, was elected on a platform of growth and multiculturalism and focuses a considerable amount of time and energy on immigration reform and environmental justice. The sermon that he will be delivering on Sunday is called Breaking Down the Walls and deals with current opportunities for great progress in regard to American religion. For more information about this topic, I'm speaking with Reverend Morales himself. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
So first of all, before we get into your sermon, we just like to ask you, for our listeners who aren't familiar with the UUA, can you briefly explain its basic tenets?
The Unitarian Universalist Association, the UUA, is an association of more than 1,000 congregations across North America. And our historic roots are in New England as part of the congregational tradition going all the way back to colonial times. So we've been around since the very beginning of settlements in North America. We are known in the religious world as being a very progressive group. We don't have, you asked about our beliefs and tenets. We're a religion that does not have a creed, that doesn't believe that a creed serves us. In theological language, we're known as a covenantal tradition, which means that it's really about how we agree to commit to one another and to commit to core values that we all hold, values around human dignity, that everyone matters, that everyone is important, that we are responsible for one another and responsible for our planet.
And that brings me to my next question. As president of the UUA, you've embraced a number of progressive political goals. How has social justice informed your ministry?
Well, like all Unitarian Universalism, as a religious tradition, we make no separation between our spirituality, our spiritual practice, and acting in the world. The way we live our lives is an expression of our faith for Unitarian Universalists. So historically, we have been involved in such things as the anti-slavery movement, the civil rights movement. We've been at the forefront of rights for women. In fact, the first advocates of women's suffrage in the United States were Unitarian women. And today, our efforts focus around those people who have been marginalized in our society, people like immigrants, people like gays and lesbians, and people who are disenfranchised and are more likely than to be the victims of environmental disasters that occur among us. What unites all of this is, again, our sense that we're all in this together, and that we should have responsibility for one another, and that working for a just and compassionate society is how we express our religious faith.
And I'd like to move on at this point to some of your more personal goals and accomplishments. As president of the UUA, what are some of your proudest accomplishments so far, and what lies ahead for you in the future?
You know, one of the things that we have struggled with as a religious movement is that our values are very open, and we are accepting intellectually of diversity. And in fact, we have respect for all of the great religious traditions, even though we come out of the Protestant Christian tradition. We have great admiration for Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, and Islam, and their greatest moral teachings. That said, we've always been a very kind of educated and very Anglo-white tradition. And so one of our challenges, one of mine, is to help make the reality of Unitarian Universalism in terms of the people involved in it and the ministers serving our congregations as diverse as our theology. And we're making strides. You know, in a position like mine, it never feels fast enough. But we have a wonderful cohort now, for example, of new ministers and seminarians, ministers in training, which is the most diverse ministry we've ever had. We're seeing young people who are much more diverse coming into our congregations and participating in our efforts. So I feel very good about that.
And the sermon that you'll be delivering on Sunday, does that address some of these goals? You mentioned a historic change in American religion.
Yes, and I'm going to be talking also focusing on the phenomenon that I've been talking about for a while, for years, and now it's actually on a PBS series. It's about the enormous, rapid rise of people in the United States, especially younger people, young adults, who claim no religious identity at all. They're known as the nuns. It's the N-O-N-E-S, not the N-U-N-S, the nun. People who say, none of the above when asked about to pick what religious group that they feel an affiliation with. It's actually more than 30% of young adults now. Mm-hmm. It's probably the largest religion among young adults. I believe that our values as Unitarian Universalists actually very much align with that growing group of people. People who don't like dogma, they don't like what they see as hypocrisy and rigidity and backward-looking nature of religious institutions that they know. They're open to teachings of different religious traditions. They actually align very closely to us. And our great challenge as Unitarian Universalists is to engage with those people, not convert them. They don't need any converting whatsoever, but to be, to be more inviting, to involve them. They care about the same kind of social justice issues like environmental justice, marriage equality, immigration reform. They're very important to Unitarian Universalists. So I believe, I'm convinced by all the data I see, that the culture is moving in a direction that aligns very well with Unitarian Universalism. Our challenge, as you use, is to get a lot better of reaching out. And that's why I talk about breaking down the walls, which is the title of the sermon, about learning to break down the walls of our congregations and our movements and to be much more expansive.
Well, thank you so much, Reverend Morales, for speaking with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
For WSLR, this is Tyler Whitson.